with your local sports update. I'm Eric Cornish. The KHSAA baseball state tournament got started Thursday. Bullet East fell to Louisville Eastern 7-5. Other winners from Lexington, Apollo, Lexington Catholic, and Shelby County. This morning, LaRue County faces Whitley County at 10 a.m. A win would send them to the second round Saturday versus the winner of Breathitt County and South Warren at 8:30 p.m. Semifinals and finals of the tournament will be next weekend in Lexington. Softball state also in Lexington. Winners from yesterday, Ballard, Greenwood, Johnson Central, and Rowan County. Central Hardin plays their first round game versus Harrison County tonight at 9 p.m. A win will send the Bruins to round two versus either Henderson County or Great Crossing tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Congratulations to our local tennis teams, the E-Town Panthers boys tennis team, runners-up in the state tournament. Also, Central Hardin girls tennis team finished third at state. The Kentucky Youth Football League is taking registrations for next weekend's Tony Sands Football Combine and Camp. NFL legends like Michael Irvin and Warren Sapp will be present at the camp, helping young players ages 5 to 18. The camp will be at Dolly Park in Radcliffe, June 10th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. UK baseball hosts the first round of the NCAA tournament today. The Cats open the tournament with a noon game versus Ball State, also in the Lexington region, Indiana, and West Virginia. 26 points, the magic number, as two former Kentucky Wildcats each tallied that point total in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The Nuggets' Jamal Murray and the Heat's Bam Adebayo both put in 26 for their teams, but it was Murray and the Nuggets taking Game 1 104-93. Game 2 set for Sunday at 8 o'clock in Denver. And finally, in Major League Baseball, the Reds' win streak ends at 5 as they lost at Boston 8-2. Next up, the Reds return home to host NL Central first-place team Milwaukee. The Cardinals return to the diamond today in Pittsburgh to face the Pirates at 7:05. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.